This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kind of a big deal. I don't want to call this breaking news because breaking news is the most overused thing in all of media right now. It's getting to the point of being ridiculous. I don't know how many times. Yeah, there you go. That.
Did you say breaking news?
I did, actually. What it is kind of a big deal. That's the what's on your mind version of breaking news, because we're going to be honest. Isn't that like breaking news? So here's the breaking news. As you know, there have been some polls put out lately, and the momentum for the Cramer for Senate campaign, Congressman Kevin Cramer, is building. Okay, and so you had Mason Dixon poll that the folks from KVLY television and the great television stations KFIRE TV put out, and you had a 10-point lead for Congressman Cramer over Senator Heitkamp. Okay, and then you also had, by the way, in that enormous support for Brett Kavanaugh. Okay, then a poll comes out yesterday from Fox News Channel, and you heard them do the breaking news deal on this approximately 1,988 times yesterday over this poll. So I guess it's okay for us to do, you know, kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
on the poll. But anyway, there's another poll out that I wanted to tell you about. And it is a poll that I forget who, and don't even much matter that they're not even reporting accurately where this poll is from, but the poll I'm calling it the HODO poll. Kevin, do you know what the HODO is?
I do know in downtown Fargo, the Hotel Donaldson.
Great. Do you think somebody in Watford City knows the HODO, though?
Probably not.
No. Maybe even somebody in Bismarck?
Maybe not.
I'm going to go with no.
How about Ashley? Anybody know what in Ashley?
Rugby, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the secret road trip they don't talk about.
Well, Ashley, by the way, was the what county is Ashley again, Todd? I'm glad you gapped it, too.
McIntosh.
McIntosh County, the biggest Trump county in the last election. Okay? I'm getting to the kind of big deal. Trust me on this. The equivalent of the HODO poll would be for Republicans to do the McIntosh County poll. So what Team Heidi did was basically go to the Hotel Donaldson, which is a cheeky liberal hangout. I think there was a Republican there once. I'm not sure. But, you know, by and large, it's a very liberal place. And people have cocktails. And
I was going to say, since when would that be an objective poll?
Acting like a really big deal. Well, there's more. They added on a few others to be really fair, Todd. In addition to the HODO, I just like the term HODO poll because it sounds nice, but there are two other locations. They did go up to Grand Forks, and they polled the faculty lounge at UND. So there's that. Do you think there's ever been a Republican in the faculty lounge at UND? Maybe, you know, a couple of years stroll.
Yeah, last time you were there.
Well, I don't go to the faculty lounge, trust me.
You've never been in there.
In the faculty lounge. Okay. Never, right. Not a Zippo, not a chance.
Yeah,
but it's a sort of a liberal place, Todd, you know what I'm saying?
Really? That's a shocker.
Very dangerous for a guy like me. So they did add that in. So we got the HODO and the faculty lounge at UND, and then one other place, Manador. Do you know why they would do Manador?
Why?
Todd? No? Okay, Kevin, do you know why they would depict Manador as a place for
no.
For a poll? Yeah.
No.
It's where Heidi's from.
Oh!
Manador, North Dakota. Okay, so we got the HODO Faculty Lounge Manador poll, and it says Heidi's doing pretty good.
Maybe we need to go to McIntosh and do a poll there, then.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm wondering. This would be the equivalent of it. What I've just described is called gasping for air. It's desperation. It's really to a point of being kind of ridiculous now. because of this, the Hodo poll. You can't make it up. What I really didn't like about it is they're saying, well, 45% of the population of North Dakota is from these areas. So therefore, this extrapolates out to a much better situation for us than, like totally throwing out polling out of the window. But and really, in my mind,
would have plucked me out of my college stats class if I'd have used that logic, but whatever.
Offensive to me in the following, as if Western North Dakota doesn't matter. Give me a break.
That's my point.
Give me a break. And by the way, do they matter? They matter in a way.
It's a microcosm of a microcosm. You can't use that.
How about this? We don't have Western North Dakota. We don't have
McIntosh County.
All of them. I'm going to say west of Castleton. If you're from Fargo, you think Western North Dakota's Castleton, just so you know. But I'm saying realistically, we know there's much more to Western North Dakota. So Castleton West, okay? We take all those folks. If they hadn't brought us Donald J. Trump, although did Trump win? I don't remember if he won Cass County. I can't remember. But basically, the overwhelming support for Trump was in the West, not the East, right? So no Western North Dakota. We don't have, for instance, the ability to unlock 800 years of energy that's waiting in the lignite industry in North Dakota. Congressman Kevin Cramer spoke to the Lignite Energy Council. We were there yesterday, but it happened after the show. He said the war on coal's over. The war on coal would not be over if Heidi Heitkamp's candidate, the amazing Hillary Clinton, had been elected president. We wouldn't have the trade deals we're going to have. And by the way, bumpy road getting there, no doubt about it. I do not for a minute dismiss this as a challenging time for our friends in agriculture. But the way to fix it is more markets and to fix what's broken, not just do what we've done. Christy Noem, congresswoman from South Dakota, rancher from South Dakota, candidate for governor from South Dakota, has been working very hard on the trade stuff. And we're going to talk with her a little bit about that whole situation today on the program. She'll be coming up here in a little bit. But I just wanted to tell you, it's the silly season officially. So beware of some of the stuff floating around. Don't pay attention to Hodo polls. You know what? Don't pay attention to any poll. Don't pay attention
to any poll.
I'm
not sure anybody outside of Fargo Moorhead knew there was a Hodo poll, but okay.
I also think, and people are going to throw things at me for this, we're going to bring you facts on this program. We're going to give you data on this program. We're going to give you our opinion on this program, but I never want to be the other side. I never want to be them. I mean, Kent Conrad was talking with a relative of Heidi's recently, and he's just trashing Kevin and Chris Cramer, just trashing them. What is he trashing them for? For something that is perfectly legal, perfectly legitimate, perfectly within the bounds of what is done. Colin Peterson paid his son to be a campaign staffer with campaign funds. It's been done before. But Kent Conrad wanted to set the record straight yesterday. And he wanted to let everybody know that he didn't pay his wife. He didn't pay his wife out of campaign funds to be his campaign manager. That's wrong. No, he paid his girlfriend. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
stop the
better.
Presses. What a slander there was against Kent Conrad. He paid his girlfriend. Not his wife. That's the breaking news out of the. But what I was going to say is.
You say breaking news?
I might have said that. Yeah. Here was real breaking news yesterday. And look, if you're the Heitkamp campaign, it's not good. It's not good. And they're going to do ugly things like that. And I just hope cooler heads prevail and we stay above board here going forward, because it's really kind of sad to watch all this happened. But imagine if your campaign donors are listening to this.
Donnelly is in almost the most difficult situation of any Democrat, as you saw from the poll on North Dakota. Heidi Heitkamp, the resurrected Lord could not get Heidi Heitkamp through over the finish line this year.
Whoa.
She it looks all done.
So let's put the Heitkamp numbers up on the screen while Chris is talking about this, and also point out that Donald Trump's approval rating in North Dakota is 64% at this point, Chris.
She is absolutely done in. Now, her and so her vote is whatever she wants to do, right? She's going to lose, so whatever she wants to do, she can do. She can either suck up to the voters at home, or she can suck up to Democrats in hopes of favorable treatment later on. She gets a freebie.
That's the top Fox News analyst on poll numbers, Chris Tallard. I mean, that's, you know, you trust me, there are conversations going on right now about moving money to other places and canceling ads and, you know, just trust me, that's happening. But, you know, these are our neighbors too. So I'm not going to jump up and down and you know, try and rub anything in anybody's face. I'm going to give you the facts. That was said last night on Fox News Channel. And it's prompting, obviously, the nasty stuff from, you know, Byron Dorgan and Ken Conrad, the bench, if you will, for the Democrats. And I just hope they keep it above board. I hope they just stop this. What do you want Senator Heitkamp to do on Kavanaugh, by the way? What would you, because that is, now there's a new dynamic in all of this and how she might vote. So stay tuned, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Scott Hinnon. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm MyPillow on What's on Your Mind, and I can't stop thinking about that mattress topper that I have in MyPillow now. You heard me talk about the pillows, right? A great story the other day. A guy came up to me and said, hey, I won a pillow on a contest. And he said, I want you to know it was so great. I went out, I have five of them now. But four more. Just absolutely love them. Well, you're going to do the same thing on the mattress topper, because you're going to want to give this for gifts. You're going to want, other family members to have it. Trust me on this one thing, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to love the MyPillow mattress topper. And we have a deal where you get 30% off. 30% off, plus you get two standard pillows. Just go to MyPillow.com, put in the promo code Scott, and you get the deal. Or you can call them at 800-506-9028. 10-year warranty on this. You wash and dry the cover. It's made in the USA. It's backed up by Mike Lindell's 60-day money-back guarantee. Mike's exclusive three-layer design starts with that MyPillow foam for support, and then you get the transitional foam to help you relieve the pressure points, and a little ultra-soft patented temperature-regulating cover, and voila, great sleep. 60-night money-back guarantee. Don't forget that. That's right.
Get those Giza sheets, too, while you're at it.
Texter says, wow, that's about 8 times in 2 days you've mentioned Kent. Kick the can down the road, budget hawk Conrad. Well, I'm sorry if that's too many for you, but he is the one that decided to be a hatchet man on
it's Kevin. A pretty long Kramer. Name, isn't it?
Ridiculous. Yeah, kick the can down the road, budget hawk. I agree with you. Jamie says, that guy on Fox better cool his jets. I remember Rick Berg thinking he was 10 points ahead, too. I have a good feeling Heidi's going to lose, but I'm not going to guarantee it. Nobody is, and this is the thing, folks. I mean, I think there's some things in the air that do make this. I mean, she has been in poll trouble for a long time. Nothing's changed yet. No hatchet job ads. But think about this. Kevin Kramer's been running ads about his two daughters or about she has been doing like. Other than what? The ad on, I guess the battery acid one, it didn't do real well, so they didn't keep that on very long. I thought it was kind of funny.
What would it say if the Hodo poll were more accurate than the poll that put Berg up, not to give people free plugs, but.
Yeah, I just think there were a lot of different dynamics in that. Kevin Kramer's a different candidate. I mean, you had, get out the vote stuff. You had loosey goosey, affidavits for voters. You know, there are only 300 voters.
Mind you, I'm not thinking for a second the Hodo poll would be accurate, but it would be kind of ironic if it were a better barometer than the other poll that ostensibly really ought to be more accurate.
Yeah. Anyway, what I'm getting at is don't take any poll as gospel. Don't take any poll for gospel. I completely agree. I mean, on the positive side, this Kavanaugh thing, and I see a little silver lining in this, folks. By the way, I want your take on these questions and comments. And I'm really curious how you want Heidi Heitkamp to vote on Brett Kavanaugh and whether or not you've had any dialogue with her office. Somebody earlier in the week called and said, please give out the numbers. We're going to call. So if you've called, let me know how that's going. What do you think she's going to do? What is she going to do? The theory with the polls that the Fox News folks were saying is that she's so far behind now, she might as well be a liberal hero and vote against him. You know, fire up the base and hope that helps. I don't know. I think that destroys the whole narrative so obviously on this. But she could use, the hearing or something else. You notice, as Mitch McConnell says, they keep moving the goalposts. First it was, we want more time, then it's, so we want an investigation. Then it is, he doesn't have the temperament. Then it was, he threw ice at somebody. I mean, they just keep it. It's not a normal process. It's not. But you know what? Good things come to those who wait. I think my mom used to say that. Good things come to those that wait. And there is a part of me that sees a vindication in all of this, that the Democrats thought they were crafty in destroying Brett Kavanaugh and his family. And what's happened? It is increased enthusiasm for Republicans. It is increased support for Kavanaugh, which will be very costly to Democrats in the midterms. These races are very, very important. If the House is not in Republican hands, Kelly Armstrong is not elected on election day. in the House remaining. By the way, Dave Hughes in Minnesota against Conor Peterson. Big time battle going on there. If they don't hold the House, kiss this momentum of the Trump agenda goodbye and all the things they're doing on the economy, on foreign policy. It'll be an absolute nightmare, no doubt about it. And the Senate, of course, now in Republican hands, needs to stay there. The House is going to be the tough one. And wouldn't it be interesting if the Kavanaugh hearings, a tool of the Democrats to pound on the Republicans and their nominee, cost them that election? So, in the end, don't fret. Don't tie yourself into knots. Watch the right thing happen. Watch the right thing happen. All right, next text. Calls, by the way, 271-1100. 271-1100. 701. No, that's the wrong number. Sorry. 701-258-0550. I gave you the flag number rather than the K-Fire number. 701-258-0550. Or text me, 367-2054, or Todd, 2268-503. Terry Bismarck, go ahead, sir.
Yes, all along on this election with Heidi Heitkamp against the honorable person that's running against her, she's had herself surrounded by Conrad, Pomeroy, Dorgan, and what are they? They're lobbyists, plus their wives are lobbyists. She knew all along that she was going to have a second job, and she's aligned herself to get a lobbyist job.
Aligned herself how? Politically?
Well, politically, she's aligned herself to be a lobbyist for abortion rights.
Oh, big time. Yeah, she could have make a lot of money for Planned Parenthood.
Well, that's where she's going. This has been planned all along. Conrad, Dorgan, and Pomeroy are going to get her a job as a lobbyist. That's what they do.
I don't know if she wants to be a lobbyist or not. I don't. But just so I understand you correctly, Terry, your theory here is that that she's been doing what she's been doing in the Senate not to get reelected, but rather to get a cushy liberal lobbyist job.
Exactly. She knows she can make 10 times the money. And she's no young chicken anymore.
Why didn't she retire then rather than run for re-election?
Well, she was going to run, and if she saw that she was going to be ahead in the polls, then she would have won, and she'd stay. But if she sees herself losing, what did Dorgan do?
Oh, I know. They all go make big bucks.
Well, he saw himself in the polls, and he retired.
Well, no. And then, by the way, Byron Dorgan and Ken Conrad's wives are I'd be high buck lobbyists. So you talk about swamp. You talk about swamp and everything else, which makes his attacks on Kevin and Chris Cramer ridiculous. Thanks, Terry.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. Carson Wentz shops here? Why wouldn't you? Vince Webker is here, the owner, and my neighbor. So I can tell you can trust this guy and his great team here. Tell us why your hot tubs are better.
Well, Hot Springs invented the portable hot tub in 1977. Does that make it better? No. The things we do and how we engineer it do, we call it the absolute best ownership experience. Better massage, better water, better energy. Those are the three big differences to whether you use this a lot or not at all. And believe me, we want you in hot water. We need you in it because you're better physically, mentally, and relationally.
And you are the only saltwater hot tub?
The only one. Do your research. A lot of our competitors will claim they have salt water, but do your research. You'll understand why Ace Salt Water is the one and only on the market.
Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As U.S. senators read the latest FBI interview summaries concerning sexual assault allegations against the Supreme Court nominee, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's looking at it with an open mind.
Everyone has asked, what's it going to say? How am I going to react in truth and fairness? I have no idea.
The interviews concerning Brett Kavanaugh sent over to the Senate by the White House before dawn today. Senators are allowed to read the summaries, but are not supposed to discuss publicly what the summaries say. The White House says nothing was uncovered in the latest FBI interviews that should keep Kavanaugh from being confirmed. One police officer was killed, six others injured in a shooting yesterday while they were trying to serve a warrant at a home in Florence, South Carolina. The suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Council for having us yesterday at a wonderful event. I even left there with a light bulb full of coal so I can have that right in my office and see the coal right there. Clean, beautiful coal. Affordable, reliable energy comes from that clean, beautiful coal. I absolutely love it. And we, of course, have an 800-plus year supply of it, so let's unleash it. Let's use it. And you can find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Marty and Steele was waiting to weigh in on the Heidi's vote, and then we have Congresswoman, soon to be Governor, Kristi Noem. Marty, what's on your mind?
Morning. Yeah, I've been listening to you a little bit here. In my opinion, why doesn't Heidi just follow her state? She represents us down there. How did this state vote for Trump, 70%?
Boy, you know, it'd be pretty easy if they went that route. They never seem to do that, though. Do you notice that? And I find a reason to, you know, sort of disregard her, or they'll say, well, I've heard from people that such and such. But, if she votes North Dakota, as she says in her ads, that she's not going to vote anybody else other than North Dakota, she's voting for Kavanaugh. There's no wiggle room there at all.
Great.
Appreciate the call, Marty. Thanks. Love Steele, North Dakota. Great little spot. Love that Veterans Memorial you have down there. You got to pull a ways into town, just a little bit to the south, but it's nice. Congresswoman Kristi Noem is here. We're going to talk a little bit about trade and a little bit about her run for governor and catch up on a few things that are happening with one of our favorite South Dakotans. How are you? Kristi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you guys hear me?
Now I can, yeah. Welcome. How are you?
Okay, perfect. Perfect. I'm doing great.
Fantastic.
The sun is shining. It's cold. We froze pretty hard last night, but guys are anxious for the skies to clear and get the crops out. That's been our biggest challenge as we keep getting rain down here.
Yeah, I know. We have the same problem, and now the cold, so it's not fun.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll hope this thing finishes out okay. Speaking of our farmer friends, farmers and ranchers, give me a sense of where we find ourselves today, newly done deal with this new NAFTA. I still can't say USCMA without thinking of YMCA and the Village People. So I call it new NAFTA. But give us your sense of the landscape right now. Where are we at?
Yeah, I have the same struggle, Scott. So I think you're just human. You know, I think it's all good news. We wanted Canada to come to the table, and I think the president's strategy of coming to an early agreement with Mexico really did push them to come in good faith and have better negotiations. So they've been in D.C. for several weeks, and negotiating and to have this preliminary agreement come forward is wonderful. So far, from the details that I've seen and been able to look at, it looks like it'll be a much better situation for us. You know, we have 70% of our commodities in South Dakota that go out to Canada or Mexico, so it's an important part of our market. And we need to make sure that we do have more access to their markets and are treated more fairly going forward. I sit on Ways and Means, which has jurisdiction over trade. So we have been having multiple hearings and conversations with Ambassador Lighthouse around these trade agreements. And if you get one of these done and finalized, boy, it really pushes the rest of the countries that we're currently in this battle with to get better trade agreements. It pushes them to hurry up and not be left out. So I think that the more of these trade agreements that get finalized, the more it pushes China to become a better actor, the more markets it opens up in the Asia Pacific region, and we continue to see this trade war really come to an end quickly.
It has been a controversial decision, I guess, from the perspective of Democratic candidates for you know, the Senate in North Dakota, for sure. I don't know about South Dakota, based on the fact that, you know, this is been a tough time for farmers, and it's a tough ag economy, certainly, and there's now uncertainty on all this. I was really struck by Ambassador Lighthizer's comments at the Rose Garden ceremony announcing all this, and that was, I mean, the press conference went on and on. They went into a lot of details, but he specifically said, you know, here's what the president told me to do, and we did it. I mean, I saw an enormous amount of respect from a guy that's been around the block for a lot of, you know, administrations, a lot of time in Washington, in negotiating trade deals. I mean, does this vindicate Trump a little bit?
Well, you know, the ambassador has conveyed that to us as well, because many of us, you know, I have argued with him extensively about pushing to get these agreements finalized. You know, this trade war came at probably the worst time possible for our farmers. They had already gone through 4 or 5 years of decreased prices. Their income had been cut in half, you know, and then to go into this kind of a battle, you know, frankly, many of them are not going to make it through the year unless these markets rebound. You know, they're in jeopardy of losing their operations. So that's been the message that I've been continuously pushing to the ambassador is, you know, we get that this fight and was something that had validity to it, that it was a situation where we have been treated unfairly, and we appreciate the president recognizing it. But boy, it's got to get over quickly or else we're financially not going to make it through. So I think the ambassador's been in a tough spot. He's got a president that says, we're going to fight this till we win. And he's got members of Congress like us that are saying, our guys aren't going to last if you don't give them some relief. So his, you know, he's been probably in a position where he's worked with several different presidents and administrations and has seen people that waffle a little bit more or respond quicker. And I think he's just told us that the president is dedicated to getting us to more of a free trade arrangement where we have more access and are treated fairly when we haven't been for decades.
Wilbur Ross visited here recently, and I sat down with him and interviewed him, and basically he said a version of this. He said, we will win this given time. If the critics are too loud and too over the top, it will give our opponents comfort to wait it out. So, you know, mm-hmm. We have this, we're going to win this, but we need time, and, you know, the critics should be very careful because they could do this. You know, if I'm a grower deciding between do I want them to win it, do I want them to stay in it to win it, or do I want them to sort of blink, if you will, I'm going to say, yeah, it stinks right now. But the reason it stinks is we've had bad trade deals for far too long. Let's win the darn thing. Is that the mood of the, you know, is that the prevailing mood among folks you talk to?
I think there's definitely that sentiment across South Dakota. But there also is a sentiment of, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills when I get to December. And right now, I mean, I stopped at a couple fields yesterday and guys were bagging their soybeans out in their fields because they don't have an elevator to take it to. We have all these soybeans coming out of the field and nowhere to take them. And so that's a real life situation that they're dealing with every day that causes them a lot of hardship. So I think Mr. Ross is correct that if the critics do get too loud, we may not get as good of agreements. But also, I think one of our greatest advocates has been Sonny Perdue, because he recognizes the reality on the ground. And that's why we saw a package come from USDA that will provide some relief. I don't think it's enough, but it'll provide some. And then also, you know, that's been my job, I feel, is that, you know, Wilbur Ross was never in the agriculture industry. You know, President Trump's never been involved in the agriculture industry. It's us to tell the story of the volatility of this industry, highly leveraged. And, you know, I explained to the president one day that it's very different than the real estate industry, which he's been involved in. You know, there's different folks that you, maybe you could file bankruptcy and start over again. It's very hard to do that in agriculture. These guys farm for 20 years and make a good living. They could have one bad year like this and lose it all. And that's really the situation that some of these guys are in this year, and why it's important that we keep the pressure on to keep aggressively pushing these countries to the table. And, you know, really the president did that when he came to an agreement with Mexico. He announced it publicly and basically called Canada's bluff. Get to the table now or else you're going to be left out. And boy, Canada was in D.C. within 2 or 3 days. I mean, it gave them a wake-up call, and I think that's why we're seeing the success of a preliminary agreement today.
What's next? NAFTA's in the books, obviously, the new one. What is the next thing you're most concerned about?
Well, you know, what's the biggest issue right now is our soybean market. So I've been pushing to get China resolved. But obviously, we're hurting their economy. You know, the tariffs are having some damage, but I think we're going to have to fight that for a little while yet. What I've been pushing the president to do is to allow us to sell E15 year-round. If he would do that and lift that mandate that is limiting our usage of ethanol, it would bring up corn prices enough that it would sustain these farmers out here. It would naturally lift the markets, give us another, I think, 800 million to a billion bushels of corn that would go to crush for ethanol, free up storage for soybeans, and we would be able to make it through these difficult times and give him some time to fight it out with China and win. So he's a supporter of ethanol. It's critically important. It's a renewable fuel that is highly sophisticated and efficient, and we should be promoting it more than we are in the United States today. I would say that, you know, we just want a chance at the consumer. And if he would go to E15 year round, that would give our farmers an opportunity to sustain this trade fight and really come out with a win on both corn and soybeans at the end of the day.
And how is that message being received? I've heard some rumors. I think Congressman Kramer might have even been the one that mentioned it to me that with the president coming to Iowa, that may be a potential location for an announcement like that to be made. He was optimistic that was going to happen.
Yeah. We've been talking about that. I think there will be an announcement made. And so, you know, for a year, boy, 9-10 months, the president and a few of us have been in discussions around this. And obviously, he's hearing from refiners too. So he's been a big supporter of this policy. He just wanted to come to an agreement where he didn't divide people in an already divisive election year. But I do believe there'll be an announcement made in Iowa here that will make a big difference. I'm just hopeful he goes as far as I've pushed him to go, because I've been pushing him to be bold on this. And this president likes to be bold, so I'm hopeful that he follows that advice.
All right, we'll keep pushing. That's great news. 1 minute left, but I want to just talk a little bit about your race for governor. What's the top issue? What are you hearing about most from folks?
You know, I think people are watching national politics right now. So this week it's a lot about Kavanaugh and Senate hearings. But as far as our race goes, you know, people, it's going to be about experience. It's a tight race right now because my opponent is a liberal Democrat who's talking like he's a Republican. And I think you guys know a little bit about that up there in North Dakota. But, you know, though my job is to educate people these last 32 days of the election of what he really is. He supports putting an income tax in South Dakota. He was a huge champion of Hillary Clinton and campaigned for her throughout the presidential election in 2016. He's been hosted, says he's pro-life, but Planned Parenthood has been giving him, hosting fundraisers for him. And he also has the National Party pouring money into his race. So obviously, D.C. has decided he's somebody that they can get behind. So we're just going to work hard. He's on track to raise more money than any Democratic candidate has for governor in South Dakota. And that's why it's a tight race, but why we're going to keep working hard and make sure we win.
Great to catch up. Christy Noem, thanks so much.
You bet, Scott. You have a wonderful day.
That's a very Take care.
Important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
This life full of moments, big moments,
small moments and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Did you know you now get more speed with new Speedrower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the Speedrower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Text us 701-367-2054 for yours truly. 367-2054 for Todd, 226-8503. Or we love your calls, 258-0550. 258-0550 is the telephone number to call us on What's On Your Mind to tell us what's on your mind. Simple as that. Program powered by our fine sponsors. And you know, I believe when you tune in this program, you're going to find out, you know, what's happening today in the United States Senate Judiciary Committee with the FBI report on Brett Kavanaugh, right? What is the latest on the trade deals with Christie? No. What about this poll? Where's this race at? But you get great information from our fine sponsors as well, and they include folks like H.A. Thompson and Sons. They've been around since 1908. They've got that time-honored tradition over 100 years. That people just know about them. Yet, they're supporting What's On Your Mind to help get the word out and get information out. And I love saving you money, and I know I can point to over 600 different contracts H.A. Thompson and Sons has with buildings throughout the Northern Plains that save them money, that give them certainty on the bottom line. That's a resource. That's good information for you. I want you to know more about it. The Link Service Contract. You can go to hatandsons.com or you can call them at 223-3393. Simple as that. You know that every time that I say, you can text me at 367-2054, another text comes in. Here's one. It's like the blue light and the fly. They just are flying into the blue light and the death of the party. Todd is going to translate that for me while I talk to Jim.
I am?
Yeah. It's like the blue light and the fly. They just are flying into the blue light and the death of the party. I have no idea what that means. So, Todd, you are charged with deciphering that, decoding that.
Yeah, I'll work on that one.
Yeah.
That's from A Bug's Life, the old fly zappers that they hang outside, the blue light zappers.
You and I watch different movies
They can't resist flying into the blue light. It's so pretty.
Doesn't really.
God, we got Kevin here because I'm clueless on that one.
I don't get it. Flagpole Jim is here. Jim, the flagpole guy. Where are you at today, Jim?
Hey, Scott. Good morning. Today I'm in Glendive, Montana. We're digging a 8-foot, 8-inch hole for an 80-foot flagpole. Quite happy. It's going to be in front of Reynolds Market. And big shout-out to Reynolds Market. They're great patriots. They fly big flagpoles and big flags. And you know what today means to me? The flag means to me today, Scott, is that we have in Article 5 of our Constitution the protection of due process. And never more important does that flag represent to me due process. It's so important, and it's great. People want to know, why do you fly the flag? Well, just look at what's going on in our political situations. And, you know, I found this. It says the phrase due process of law made its first appearance in the statute of 1354 concerning court procedures. Due process of law meant judgments could only issue when the defendant was personally given the opportunity to appear in court pursuant to an appropriate writ, i.e. was served process. So, you know, anybody can be ruined by mob rules. We live in a republic, and our republic is represented by the colors, and I'm just celebrating that today. And I just thank all the good people in the world that lives by our Constitution.
And Jim put a flagpole in our backyard whenever I'm back there. You know, chasing the dogs or whatever in the hot spring spas and pool tables to a hot tub. I stare at it. And, it's just like looking at pictures of your kids. You know, it gives you the warm, fuzzy feeling. You know, I mean, it just is. I hope people never take it for granted. I really don't. And I hope you put one up, including even like the good folks in Glendive are doing with an 80-footer. Now, when do you recommend an 80-footer? When does that make sense to say, yep, I'm going to do an 80-footer?
Well, you know, I kind of go by what my customers desire, and, you know, they want to display a large flagpole. Number one, when it's a public, highly public place, when they just feel proud and they're grateful. They just want the world to know where they stand, and they just have this overwhelming feelings of gratitude for America and what it's done for them. And they're all, individuals who have prescribed to the American way of life, and they just feel proud to show it.
Two of my favorites, and you may have others around the state, folks, but two of my favorites are the Patriot Fuels, folks who I know you have dealt with, and then also Ellingson. Companies as well. Ellingson and Harwood, so you're along I-29 as you're headed north of Fargo to Harwood, you find it. And, of course, Patriot Fuels is between Watford City and Williston. But, they just stand out. They really are. So I think it's kind of neat when folks do that. Give Jim a call, 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG. Help us get over 100 flagpoles this year before this darn snow takes over. ndflagpoleguy.com. Great website, by the way, with a lot of good information on there. ndflagpoleguy.com, for sure.
And if everybody, please, they don't mind going to my Facebook page, ndflagpoleguy.com, go ahead and take a look at it and look at a lot of the installs that we did this year, and please give it a like.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jim. Good talking to you, my man.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
No greater patriot. He even drives the Tyranny Assault Vehicle. With this big giant tube that carries all the flagpoles. Pretty cool. It's like the blue light and the fly. They are just flying into the blue light and the death of the party. Should I give up on trying to figure out what this is? More coming up here.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1, paid for by North Dakotans for sound government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.